listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pet Life Radio proudly presents DSPN, the Dog Sports and Performance Network. Get ready to unleash the dog sports enthusiast in all of us. From ski-joring and mushing to racing, agility, and competition, this is the place to learn all about the dog sports and activities that you can do with your furry best friend and canine competitor. We'll hear from the leading sports dog show stars that are at the top of their game, learning training tips and get the scoop on their secrets to success. So put your paws together and give a tail-wagging welcome to your DSPN host, Lori Williams.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to DSPN, the Dog Sports and Performance Network, right here on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Lori Williams, and this is the place to be to learn all about the great dog sports and activities that really help you build your relationship with your dog. And you know what? Just have a lot of fun. Now, you might remember me and my dog, Andrew. We appeared on the Greatest American Dog last summer on CBS, and I was able to show the world what a great relationship I have with my little dog. But you know what? You can have that too. And Andrew and I did all those things, accomplished what we have through a lot of dog sports and activities that we participate in. So that's what DSPN is all about. I'm bringing those activities to you, and hopefully you can find them in your area and participate in them with your dog. Now today, I've got a great guest. It's Kay Weber, and she's the owner of Canine Petiquette in Elburn, Illinois. Kay's going to talk to us today about some really great activities that she has going at her place and some things that are going to be happening out there in the Midwest that we're hoping can spread to the other parts of the country. So sit back. We'll be right back after this word from our sponsors, and we'll get right into it with Kay about some great activities.
DSPN, the Dog Sports and Performance Network, will be right back with more exciting action and biting commentary right after this quick timeout.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's All Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, this is the place for a special paparazzi treat. Only on PetLifeRadio.com. Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to DSPN, the Dog Sports and Performance Network. Get ready for game time with your DSPN host, Lori Williams.
Welcome back to DSPN, the Dog Sports and Performance Network, right here on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Lori Williams, and today we have Kay Weber. She's the owner of a great place out in Illinois called Canine Petiquette. Hi, Kay. How are you today?
Hi, Lori. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I cannot wait to talk to you about some of the great things that you have going on out there. Now, one of the things we did talk about CWAGs on one of our programs here at Pet Life
Right.
Radio. One of the things that we haven't talked about that I'd really like to get into share with our audience is about APDT Rally, and that's through the Association of Pet Dog Trainers, an organization that really promotes positive training and relationship building with your dog. They have a great, great dog sport called Rally Obedience, and Kay is a judge and one of the premier representatives of that sport. So let's get right into it, Kay, and talk a little bit about Rally. Now, and how long have you been involved with the APDT Rally?
I have been involved with APDT Rally since 2004.
Okay.
So, a few years.
Yeah, and that was probably pretty close to when it first started. So, now, I don't want to assume that our listeners know all about Rally Obedience. It's still fairly new sport. So, how would you best describe it?
Oh, Rally is probably one of the most fun things you can do with your dog. It's a lot of fun moves, and it puts together different signs with exercises. So each sign has a different exercise on it, and it's a timed event. So not only is it scored, but it's timed. Okay. And so you just go out there, and you have a whole lot of fun with your dog, and everybody is very friendly. It's a relaxed atmosphere, but it can be very challenging as well.
Absolutely. I'm very fortunate that I've gotten to participate in APDT Rally with my dogs. Now, one of the great things about APDT Rally, a lot of people ask me what the similarities are between rally and agility. Because, you know, agility is the one, you know, we participate in that too, and we love agility. Right. That's the one that gets most of the publicity. If you turn on the you know, Animal Planet, you're going to see, you know, agility trials. By and large, you don't see a lot of these other activities. So what are some of the similarities between rally and say, like agility?
Well, the biggest difference, the biggest similarity is that they're both timed events, and so it's based on the highest score and the fastest time.
Okay.
The other thing that is really most common with agility is that it's never the same pattern. So when you run agility, the obstacles are placed in a random pattern, which is decided ahead of time by the judge. Mm-hmm. Same thing in rally. The judge designs a course, which they hope is fun, and moves very nicely, and uses different exercises, but it's never the same pattern. You know, as opposed to obedience, where you know what you're going to be doing every single time. Every time you see a rally course, it's a new and different experience.
Right, and which makes it fun. That's one of the things.
And not
that makes
boring.
It
right. My dogs have a tendency to get boring with patterns.
That's very true. Very true. So it's you got that little kind of, you just practice the exercises, but you don't know which order they're going to come up in. What I like, one of the things I usually tell people when they're asking me some of the similarities, which you went through quite a bit, is yes, definitely it's on a course. Now, one of the major differences that I tell people is that you do have a little bit of time to think about it. When you're doing agility, it's fast. I mean, you just really don't have time.
Right. But I tell people when they're running agility is if you see the numbers, you're going too slow.
Exactly.
So, and that's the nice thing about rally. A lot of people think, I'm never going to remember this pattern when I get out there. And even though it's a timed event, it's a generous amount of time. And you do have time to look at the numbers and find your way around. So if somebody is worried, for example, about maybe doing agility, a rally might be a good starting point.
Absolutely.
So they get comfortable with following a random pattern that's numbered and timed.
Right. One of the things I think that I like, what I love most about rally is that I think most people and most dogs with some training are able to accomplish that, you know, at least in the lower levels. It's an attainable goal for most people.
And that's one
of the great things.
Exactly. The beginning level exercises are very simple. There are a lot of turns, some cones. But it's very doable by a beginner-level person. It also, again, provides a stepping stone. So if they think they wanted to do something more advanced, you know, here's an easy, fun, supportive way to try it out. And if you do want to go on, you know, the upper levels in APDT are actually versions of obedience exercises.
Yes, yes,
so
absolutely.
So you can work your way up.
Right. And we are talking specifically about APDT Rally today.
Correct.
But there are other venues that do rally, and there's the AKC offers rally obedience, as well as the UKC, and I believe there is a Canadian organization that offers rally as well. So, but we're focusing on the Association of Pet Dog Trainers rally, and we're doing that for a reason, and you know, which Kay will be able to share a little bit more. We're really talking about activities that a lot of people can participate in that's handler friendly and dog friendly. And one of the great things about APDT Rally is that it is open to pretty much everyone and every dog, right, Kay?
Right. And that's the unique thing is that everyone can participate. It doesn't matter what kind of dog you have or what your dog's limitations may be or what the handler's limitations may be. At one trial, we actually had a three-legged dog that was also blind.
Right. Yeah, wow.
And I have judged blind and deaf dogs. So APDT's motto is, you know, everybody's included.
Absolutely.
And so they allow you to write the modification. That doesn't mean you can do things differently, but you're allowed to have a modification. So you can't substitute, for example, one exercise for another, but you can ask for an accommodation or a modification on a particular exercise that would make it available, you know, so it makes it available for everybody. For example, with the blind dog, what she did was she tapped the jump so the dog knew where the jump was.
Oh, that's so awesome.
The dog still had to do the jump, right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes handlers have, you know, if, as we get older, yeah, we may not move so quickly. And so sometimes, actually, at our last trial, we had a dog that was 15 years old that was entered, and so he sat slower. And so, you know, we allow those kinds of things. Or people who have their legs in braces, you know, they may not be able to move as quickly. And, and so that's the great thing. And you know, no matter what kind of dog or handler you are, you're welcome to participate.
And that's great. I mean, it's open to everyone. And then one of the other things that, you know, we really love about APDT Rally is the ability to reward your dog in the ring, to give food rewards. So that's great, too, because, you know, the other venues don't allow that. You basically go in and go for what you know. And, you know, if your dog is not used to not getting rewarded, which is that's the way we train. We give them rewards when we train, and then we get in competition. And, all of a sudden we're not.
Right. And I think that's a really hard thing for people starting out to do, is to figure out how to wean off of the food that they use when they're training. Cool. And, you know, a lot of them end up going cold turkey, and the dog, you know, who's never been trained in that particular manner, is then shocked and surprised and doesn't know what to do. So, this really helps them. You know, they don't have to use food, and they don't have to use a lot of it, but they can use it when they need it. I know my dogs who actually have gotten better in venues where you can't use food because they had become so bored or, you know, tired of it. And now we're doing the same kinds of exercises, but I'm allowing them to have a reward every now and then. So it's very motivating for the dogs.
It is motivating for a dog. And what I like most about the way that the food rewards are allowed to be delivered in APDT Rally is very conducive for training and for weaning your dog, because you're not allowed to carry the food in your hand, and you don't bait and you don't bribe the
dog.
That helps, you know, the dog doesn't really know when it's coming, and it can be a very welcome surprise for the dog at different points should you need to do it. So that's really great.
I know the first time I had one of my older dogs who I had basically retired, and I brought her out to do some APDT rally, and, you know, she thought obedience is a four-letter word, and we got in the rally ring, and one of the first exercises was the stationary, which is where you're allowed to get food. When we finished the exercise, I got out a piece of food and gave it to her, and the look on her face was priceless, like, oh my goodness, I didn't know we could do this and actually have food.
Absolutely.
She actually ended up loving rally because, you know, it was much more fun at that point.
Sure. Well, you know, you figure we train dogs a certain way, and then we get in the competition ring, and all of a sudden, like you said, cold turkey, we don't give them any rewards. And in a lot of venues, you know, not the other rally venues also allow you to talk to the dog, but if we're speaking more in terms of, you know, traditional obedience, we get in there, all of a sudden, cold turkey, no treats, and you can't say hardly anything. You can say it once. The dog's looking at you. You become an alien.
Like, what is wrong?
Exactly.
What happened to my owner?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's something that I like about APDT Rally in particular.
Right.
That you can it's kind of a way to let the dog really like being in the ring before you go on to those other things.
I think a lot of the obedience and rally type of exercises too are not basically rewarding for the dog, like for agility. My dogs love to do agility and would do it, you know, forever without food.
Okay,
and I think, you know, some of the exercises probably are too similar to obedience, and not too many dogs find that in and of itself rewarding.
That's
and
true.
By adding the food in, I think really makes it more fun for the dog.
Right. Well, you know, I it's funny, if I was going to put, you know, kind of categorize the difference between some of the dog sports, you know, agility, dogs love it because they're playing and having fun, and they're doing the things that dogs love to do. Obedience, they're doing it for us. You know what I mean? These are not things that dogs
would not choose to do that on their own.
Exactly. You know, dogs don't, you know, they don't heal because they, you know, they might walk near you, but, you know, healing and, you know, going out and getting dumbbells, even though some dogs are born retrievers, as I know you have. A Maltese is not a born retriever, you know what I mean? So getting Andrew to go out and pick up something hard that he doesn't really want to, you know, that's me asking him, Andrew, please go do this for me. And, you know, but agility, he loves it because he's running and he's jumping and playing, basically. So that's what, and so rally's a nice little bridge bridge in between those two. So that's really great. Now, you are doing some really cool, you're putting together this huge event, and that's what I really want to talk to you about. You're putting together this really, really, really big event. Now, let's go ahead. We're going to go ahead and take a little bit of a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Kay about this big kind of regional event that they're putting together that's going to combine a whole bunch of different dog activities. So let's take a moment to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
ESPN, the Dog Sports and Performance Network, will be right back with more exciting action and biting commentary right after this quick timeout.
Hi, this is Marcy Davis and my service dog, Whistle, and we're your hosts of Working Like Dogs on Pet Life Radio. Working Like Dogs is the show where you can learn everything you ever wanted to know about working animals or working dogs. Whether you're a member of a working dog team, or you've just seen a working dog or animal out at the mall or the grocery store, and you're curious about how these amazing animals work with their human partners, then Working Like Dogs is the show for you. Join us for the inside scoop at Working Like Dogs on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets. Let's talk pets on Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to DSPN, the Dog Sports and Performance Network. Get ready for game time with your DSPN host, Lori Williams.
Hi, welcome back to DSPN, the Dog Sports and Performance Network. I'm your host, Lori Williams, and today we are talking to Kay Weber of Canine Petticoat out in Elburn, Illinois. And Kay, please tell us about this big event, where it's going to be held, and everything about it.
Okay, we're really excited about this event. It's going to be held on September 26th to 27th in Wheaton, Illinois, which is a suburb of Chicago. It's easy to get to, so we're hoping we get a lot of people from out of the area as well as in the area. The really great thing about this is all the venues that we are including are, as we spoke before, very similar to APDT Rally in that all dogs are welcome. Okay. So any breed, any mixed breed, any handicapped dog or handler is welcome to participate in these events. Okay. We're going to have 2 days of rally and obedience, and we're going to have APDT rally on one day. We're going to have 3 trials, so it's not only a tournament, but it's a titling event, which a lot of, you know, the invitationals or tournament kind of things, it doesn't count towards your titles. In this case, it will. So not only can you earn a title, but you can become a tournament champion. What we're going to do is we're going to keep track of everybody's scores, and we're going to award, you know, the highest rally, APDT rally dog in the tournament, to the second place and the third place. We're also going to be offering CWAG rally, and I know you talked about that previously with Lori, and we're going to offer 3 trials of that as well, all the levels in APDT, all the levels in CWAG.
Okay.
And then CWAG also has obedience, and I don't know if you covered their obedience program.
Just briefly. We just went over it briefly, but go ahead. Feel free to tell us a little bit more.
Well, the nice thing about the CWAG's obedience is it starts with a very simple level 1, where it's basically a couple of rally exercises and like a CGC greeting and just a little bit of healing. So practically any dog would be able to do well at level 1. Goes all the way up to level 5, which nobody has earned a title in yet, by the way.
Okay.
Not too long ago, they just had the first level 4 title.
Okay.
So we're going to offer that. And then we're also going to offer St. Hubert's Companion Dog Sports, which is an obedience, which was actually kind of based off the APDT rally, but it's the obedience version. It is more like a traditional novice open utility that you might see AKC or the UKC trial. But again, it's open to all dogs, all handlers, and all these venues allow modifications. For example, jump heights down to 0 and, you know, any various modification. So we're offering 3 trials at every level for those venues, and we're doing it over 2 days. We're expecting a big turnout. We're going to have a lot of special prizes. People can advertise. They can donate prizes. They can sponsor a class in honor of a dog or, you know, in honor of whatever. And so we're getting a lot of really good response from that, and we're hoping for a big turnout. And we're actually also going to be honoring the top 20 dogs from APDT. Every year they have a ranking where they mm-hmm. rank the national dogs.
Right.
And interestingly enough, 9 out of the top 20 are here in Illinois. And
yeah,
two
interesting.
More of them,
yeah, those of us on the East Coast, we always notice that.
Right. And two more of them are in the Midwest. There's one in Michigan and one in Ohio, I believe. So we've got 11 out of the 20 in this immediate area. But we're issuing a challenge to the other 9 if they want to come out. You know, we'd like to all get together. And, you know, just because if you've been to an APDT trial, the atmosphere is so supportive. The
it
people
is.
There are so friendly. Everybody's rooting for everybody else.
Right.
And so this is, and we've always wanted to have some kind of a tournament where we could, mm-hmm. you know, pit those top 20 people against each other and or the rest of us who may mm-hmm. not be in the top 20, and we
yeah.
could go out there and beat them. So,
yes, absolutely, absolutely.
I think it's just going to be a really fun time.
And when is it going to be?
September 26th and 27th.
Okay.
So it's a Saturday and Sunday.
Got a few months.
Right, and for those of you from... If we can get some of you from the other parts of the country to come on out, they also have, we have RV parking there. I know one of the groups was talking about getting a bus together and caravanning out. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Everybody has time to practice and get ready.
Well, I do hope you guys get a big turnout, and I believe you will. You know, one
yeah.
of the things, you know, the Midwest has been a great, great ambassador to these dog-friendly and handler-friendly sports
right.
and activities. I mean, you guys, it's not a coincidence that top dogs are in the Midwest, because you guys have been very welcoming, and you've really embraced offering a lot of trials. I mean, that's the bottom line. You know, there has to be a trial that's offered
right.
in order for people to participate in these. You know,
right.
I've, you know, brought it to our part of Virginia. You know, you guys have been great out there in the Midwest, you know, and it's growing slowly. But I really do hope we get a lot of our listeners interested, because what's also great about APDT Rally, CWAGS, and the St. Hubert's Dog Obedience Program is that an individual can actually offer a trial, or a group of individuals,
right.
as opposed
right.
to the AKC and the UKC, it has to be a licensed club that offers.
Right.
And it's not very, you know, it's not super easy to become a licensed club. It's not about just getting a few friends together. Hey, let's put on an AKC.
Right.
You can't do that. It's a pretty long process. AKC even more so than UKC, but
right.
it's a long process. It has, everything is very regimented. And, but these, you know, APDT Rally, CDSP, Dog Sports, and, CWAGS. It can be an individual couple of friends that get together. Now, granted, you know, you do have to get a place to hold it, and, you know, things have to be correct and, you know, all your ducks in a row. But it's very doable. And, you know, we
right.
really need people from different parts of the country to embrace this. And then it will grow. And then we can beat those people out in the Midwest. Okay, listening to you guys listening out. I mean, I had an opportunity to judge out at Kay's place. Was that a couple of years ago now?
Right.
Probably was. My last year is like a blur to me because of being on the show. It's like my lost year because we were like going all over the country and I didn't know where I was and on a plane. But so it was a couple of years ago. And I mean, like I said, it was a great feel to the Midwest. I've had an opportunity to judge in Ohio. Same thing. It's great. So, I mean, kudos to you guys for offering
right.
all these sports. I love it.
And I've told people, you know, if you're interested in doing this, just get some people together and do it.
Right.
You know, it doesn't
Absolutely.
Take any, you know, it's not a big deal.
No.
You know, that's why I started offering it. I wanted to start doing these venues with my dogs.
Right.
And, you know, my
yes.
dogs are AKC registered, so I can show them in, you know,
yes.
those other venues. But I found that this was more fun, and I wanted to have more events around here, and I wanted it for my students and myself, and so I said,
right.
well, you know what, we'll just have a trial.
Absolutely, that you've done a great job with it. Now, I always like to talk a little bit more about the training involved and some of the things that people can do to start preparing to do these activities with their dogs. So let's
sure.
say we're somebody who has taken a couple of basic obedience classes and they kind of want to, okay, how can I get my dog ready for the lower levels of all these different venues? So what do you have any like training tips or things that they should particularly work on that you think will help them get ready and prepare for APDT Rally and CDSP and CWAGS?
Well, again, you know, some basic obedience would be great. I start out a lot of my classes with the idea that they might want to participate in a rally. And so we do include some of the turns
okay.
That are involved. We might include some of the cones. I actually also, in some of my lower level classes, will start to do some fun things that, you know, a lot of people with pets who never thought about trialing their dogs think are tricks.
Okay.
So again, some of the spins, or teaching mm-hmm. them to go out and touch a target, or, you know, drop to the floor, or even backing up. And actually, I have a little girl that's in my classes who started training her dog when he was a puppy. I think she was about 6 or 7, and mm-hmm. she's 10 now, and she's mm-hmm. been competing in APDT with her dog. She just thought it was so much fun to teach him to back up and spin mm-hmm. and you know, go touch a target. And, you know, they use it for practical things as well, like go lay down on your mat while we're eating dinner when visitors
right.
come over. So a lot of these things that are just basic turns, you know, I see that a lot of the traditional clubs teach things that have to do with traditional obedience, those
right.
exercises. And I think a lot of pet people just don't see the value in some of those things.
No, they don't.
So what I try to do is incorporate some of the more fun things and the things that they might be able to use. So I think that's how I get them started. Other great thing that we didn't mention about these other venues is they all have junior programs.
Right, that's
true. They have special courses and special prizes and special, you know, titles for juniors. And so I think this is a really good, even in APDT, they have a level where when the child is really young, like 6 or 7, the parent can go in and help them.
Right.
So,
oh, wow. Yeah, that's right.
At any age, you know, you can start to train your dog. And I think, you know, I think that's the future of dog training, is getting these kids involved.
Right.
So it's not so much that there's a lot of different things. It's just things that they probably wouldn't see, you know, if they went down to their local obedience club that we do in our classes.
Well, speaking of children, I just think it would be great if the 4-H would embrace some of these activities. I mean, I know the 4-H,
they
have their own program that's kind of old and archaic,
right.
in my opinion.
Right. And it's
would be
hard
really
for those
great.
Kids. We're trying to do that out here and talking with some of the 4-H clubs because, you know, I have judged the 4-H classes at the fairs, and, you know, the program is a short amount of time week-wise, and they really can't get, you know, you can't train a dog to a novice obedience level in 8 or 10 weeks anyway.
Yeah.
And so I think a lot of these kids get discouraged,
right.
Whereas I think if they got into something like, you know, Rally, or if CVSP or CWAG's obedience was what they were basing their, you know, their fair events on. The other side of that coin is a lot of these kids in 4-H have mixed breed dogs.
Right.
And so they can't show their dogs in AKC or UK, or, well, UKC they could if it was Amber, but, you know, they can't show them in some of the venues.
Right.
And so, you know, I'd like to see them continue onto something that's fun. So we are trying to get some of the 4-H kids involved, and particularly in this tournament, we're going to try and set up some classes to train some
great.
Of the 4-H kids and get them to come to the tournament, because we have special prizes for kids.
Right.
So it's anybody under 18, junior handlers. And like I said, all the venues we're offering have junior handler prizes and classes. And so they're scored separately from the adults.
Right. It's funny that, you know, we're talking about, you know, kids. You know, these really are family events. And these events are, and when we say they're family, you know, the dog being part of the family, I really see a difference in dogs that participate in these types of things with their family members. The dog feels more like a part of it, you know, and
right.
you have a better relationship with the dog. I'm sure you get the same thing. A lot of people, you know, they hear that, you know, see competition word, and they kind of start, you know, kind of shying away from it. But if they, you know, I strongly encourage people to go out and just watch a rally competition. If you're lucky enough to have an APDT rally trial, that would be the best one to take a look at, because just like Kay was saying, the atmosphere is so low-key, so friendly, so open and positive. That would be the best place to start. If they go on APDT.com and then, you know, click on the rally page, they can get a schedule of events. APDT Rally is growing, and there are trials offered a lot of places all over the country, so start there. But if you can't go see an APDT rally, I still encourage people to even, you know, check out an AKC rally trial or UKC rally trial now, and just see, because it is different. You can communicate with your dog. You can't give food in those venues, but you can still talk to them and help them along the course, reassure them, give them that reinforcement that they need, and it's still much more user friendly than you know, traditional obedience. And that kind of will will ease them into it, if you will. See, your dogs want to do Rally right now, probably.
Right.
But they
and
want
the exercises
to do
are the same in the beginning levels for the most part.
They are very similar, very similar. When you offer this big event, or let's talk about where people can find out information on this event in particular. Where should they? Do you guys have a website that they can get information, or email, or how can they get more information about this specific event?
Yes, we actually have set up a Yahoo group.
Okay.
Where we're having some discussion on that, where people can talk about, you know, what they're going to enter. You know, they have questions about, like, what do you think I should enter? You know, how do I do exercises? Those kinds of things. So if they want to join the Yahoo group, that would be great. We also have a special email address set up, and we do have some places they can find the premium for that. So the name of the Yahoo group is Midwest RO Tournament. So it stands for Rally and Obedience. So
okay.
Midwest RO Tournament. And that's at yahoo.com.
Okay.
So you can do a search on your Yahoo groups if you know how to get to Yahoo groups.
Okay. We'll have this information on our episode information for this show as
that's
well.
That's probably the easiest way to get in touch with, you know, there's the files are there. There's a discussion there. The tournament itself is listed on the APDT website.
Okay.
So you can get information from there. It's also listed on the CWAG's website. And it will be listed on the St. Hubert's website. We just got the approval for that, so I don't know if it's quite up there yet. But all the particular venues will have information on their websites. Will have links to the different places where they can find the information. There's a bunch of different ways to get to us, but
yeah, absolutely. We'll have all kind, and we'll have all that information up on the DSPN page as well. Now, I wanted to talk to you a little bit. You get some information out about canine petiquette. I know you have some things going. What kind of classes do you guys offer there, and what do you have? Do you have anything else coming up that you would like our listeners to know about?
Well, we're always having different events. We hold a number of CWAGS trials every year. Mm-hmm. We also hold the APDT trials, of course, and I do some UKC. Our next event coming, and we also have seminars. So our next event coming up, though, is actually going to be a CWAGS trial, and one of the reasons we're doing that is to, you know, for people who haven't tried CWAGS yet to come out and try it before the tournament.
Okay.
And we're putting that together right now, so the final details haven't been worked out, but we're holding it in August.
Okay.
So that gives everybody, you know, about 6 weeks to go home and practice.
Okay.
We also have all different kinds of training classes going on. So we have puppy classes. Right now, the big thing is the rally classes because everybody's trying to get ready for some kind of a rally event. I do other things. I do consultations, nutrition counseling, and I also do a muscle therapy for dogs.
Okay, wow.
So,
all right.
Yeah. So we're kind of a full-service pet service.
Great.
You know, if your pet needs it, we can do it.
Yeah, I'm all for that. You know, that's what we have going here. I mean, that's what people come to you. I mean, you're about how far from Chicago?
We're about 40 miles west of Chicago.
Okay. And you're an indoor facility, which...
Yes. A lot of people are not necessarily familiar with Elburn, but they know like where Geneva and St. Charles are. We're just a little bit west of there.
All right, great. So, and what's your website address?
My website address is k9pets.com. So it's K-A-Y, the number 9, P-E-T-S.com.
Okay, great. Well, I'll tell you, Kay, thank you so much for telling us about this big event. And give me the name of the big event one more time so we can
It's called the Midwest Rally and Obedience Tournament.
Okay, and that's going to be September 26th and 27th. So there is time to get ready for this.
Right.
there is time. And if you need to travel to it, like get a group together and caravan like Kay was talking about, you know, and take a big group out there. It's a 2-day event. It's going to be huge. It's going to be fun. I'll tell you, if you have not done something like this with your dog, you really need to experience it. It's very, very dog friendly. You have time to get your dogs ready. You have time to talk to your dogs in the ring, outside the ring. It's a really beautiful thing. It's not cutthroat competition. Kay and I were just kidding each other about the whole top 20 thing.
Right.
But no,
you know,
really.
These people out here.
You know, really, it's very, very encouraging and everybody is supportive. I mean, when you leave the ring, everybody in the room claps for you. That's right, like a given. Right. And I have not seen that in any other venue that I've ever participated in my life. You know, everybody claps for everybody. And people hug you and you hug your dogs and it's all about happiness.
And to get, and they cheer like, when they give out the placements. You know, you like first place and everybody's like, yay, so-and-so, you know, yay, Fido.
You know, it's funny because I actually had somebody that came from AKC rally. I talked them into, you know, crossing over to APDC.
Right.
And when we were all, you know, yelling and screaming and having fun and cheering each other on when we were getting the ribbons, I looked over at her and it was like she looked like she was in another world or like in a twilight. Because she was
they do that here?
And I looked at her, I winked at her, I said, yeah, we're a little bit crazy. And you know, it is. It people really have not, you know, that to feel that camaraderie with other people.
Yeah.
And to be, you know, no dog is perfect. All our dogs, I say every dog has issues and every person has issues. We all, every being has issues. And people help you with your dog. They help, you know, they help each other. It's just a beautiful thing. It's like a big love fest. It's like we're back in the 60s, you know. It's like, you know, love fest with our dogs, you know. So, you know, definitely check out Kay's website. That's caninepets.com, K-A-Y-9pets.com, and get some more information to it. And actually, I guess if they go to your website, they could probably go through you even to get some more information.
We're updating all the links right now,
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Kay, for sharing that information with us today, taking the time.
I'm happy to do it.
And I'm so glad that I was able to have you on. And thank you to all my listeners. You know, it's great getting out there with your dogs. This is what one of the things that our dogs, we have to always remember that our dogs really were bred to be our companions and to be our helpers and our assistants in various different things that we do. And if you keep that in mind and you allow them the opportunity to work with you and be your partner, you not only have a dog that you can compete with, but you have a better pet in general. And that's one of the things that we're trying to promote here at DSPN, you know, not for cutthroat competition. This is about doing things with your dog, allowing them to be a dog and allowing them to give back, you know, having that give and take relationship that dogs really do want. They may look like they want to just lay on the couch and do their own thing, but they really want to be with us. And this is just another vehicle that our dogs can be with us and work with us together. So thank you guys for joining us. Thank you, Kay, for being here. And
you're welcome.
We will and we'll be back again with more great activities, and we will see you all next time.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pet Life Radio proudly presents DSPN, the Dog Sports and Performance Network. Get ready to unleash the dog sports enthusiast in all of us. From speed joining and mushing to racing, agility, and competition, this is the place to learn all about the dog sports and activities that you can do with your furry best friend and canine competitor. So get ready for game time. DSPN with your host, Lori Williams, every week on demand. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.